Now we go for our weekly segment Between the Cracks with Ummi Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mufti Yusuf, and your listeners.
JazakAllah khair for joining us. The first issue that we pick up on, a comment that you've made, Syria isn't Bosnia and the Dayton Accords isn't a long-term solution. Please elaborate.
Okay, so this segment is for news or things that have fallen between the cracks, things that perhaps we don't consider when the mainstream reports on. And something that I've been seeing more and more and more in the news, in fact, up to this morning, is pundits looking at Bosnia as a model for securing peace in Syria. So just if I can refresh, remember that the Dayton Accords, what was a deal that was brokered in America, brought an end to the war that took place in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And a lot of people look at the Balkans as a lesson for Syria. And, of course, it's a very confusing time. We know the statistics of the Syrian war. I don't need to go through them as well. But when we look at peace solutions, this Balkan solution and the Bosnian solution isn't necessarily a long-term solution because it's oversimplified. So here, how do we look at it? We said in 1995, these accords were signed. It was meant to stop the killing. It was meant to heal the wounds of ethnic division. But if we look at it so many years on, Mufti, I don't know how old you were, but I was around 7 and 6 around that time. And it was terrifying what was happening in Bosnia at that time. And if we look at it so many years down the line, people may say, look, you know, it's peaceful, things are all right. But the country is divided, and it's divided as rigidly as ever between the Serb half and, of course, the Federation of the Bosniaks and the Croats. And if we look at it technically, they all are the same nation, but those Serb leaders seek to undermine the legitimacy of Bosnia at every single turn, constantly pushing for partition. And what I think is frightening is that currently Bosnia has one of the highest youth unemployment rates in the world. And that type of anger and that kind of despair fuels more nationalism, and it becomes part of a system that's ready to produce misery. And the other thing that people forget about Bosnia or the Dayton Accords is that there was division along ethnic lines, but it was done in a moral and a historical vacuum. So whatever halving of Bosnia was done during the ethnic cleansing, through mass killings and through deportation, whatever was done by hacking out through the concentration camps that were established in 1992, through the people that were killed, through those 8,000 Muslim young boys and men who were slaughtered at Srebrenica in 1995 before Dayton. It was just 4 months before Dayton. All that fell into that little division policy, almost giving legitimacy to it. So this is just something we're going to be seeing more and more as people are looking for solutions to what's happening in Syria. And this oversimplification and saying, well, let's just divide it according to ethnic lines isn't necessarily a long-term solution. Yeah.
Yes, certainly Syria is really complicated, and there's no oversimplifying of the situation. Now, the situation that has developed over the last few days is with regards to Qatar, in fact, yesterday. And the aspect that you'd like to pick up on is with regards to food wastage.
Yeah, news just comes and it just drops, and it's so frightening. And suddenly there was panic, and we saw lots of pictures coming out yesterday of supermarkets being emptied, and, you know, people are so scared and terrified, there's a food shortage. And something that I looked at, I think it was the Washington Post, just had this long piece of written about how it's so frightening because 90% of Qatar's food comes from outside of Qatar. And it might affect these 2.24 million people as if they, you know, it's something that's of huge grave concern. And the fact that the borders are going to be shut off is going to be a big problem. So speaking to somebody in Qatar yesterday, they said, well, the supermarkets were empty at that time. By the evening, they were restocked. And then incidentally, for people to know that 90% of meat and dairy products come and are produced in Qatar, and then farm products come in from Southeast Asia and won't be affected by the proposed blockade. Their technology comes from Japan, China, not from Saudi Arabia, not from the UAE. Their cosmetics, etc., come from Asia and come from Europe, and they come by air transportation. They don't come via road transportation. So that's just one issue. Of where mass media sort of creates this hype and this panic as if they're going to be starving. And then the other Mufti is, wastage. We often talk about you only appreciate, only make qadr of what you have when you lose it. And when you look at food wastage, yes, it's a global problem. But in Qatar, 1.6 million tons of food is wasted. And an extra 14%, that's 200 million kgs, are thrown away before they even reach the end consumer. So, look, 90% of their food, you may, it's debatable whether it's imported or not, but if you look at how much is actually wasted and then the panic that happened yesterday, it just makes us realize that what we take for granted sometimes, you know, especially in these Gulf countries and these UAE countries.
Yes, the food wastage issue is certainly a big issue and something that the Ummah needs to be, you know, brought to its attention, and they need to pay it, you know, focus on that. We appreciate the segment, fascinating insight. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Apa Farzana Adam with the weekly segment Between the Cracks, focusing on news that may not have been picked up by mainstream media, things that people are not really paying attention to, just turning and looking at a different angle to some of the big stories that have been unfolding. It brings us on to 8 minutes to 9 Central African Time.